When you solve your customers' new problems, you build a competitive advantage. And I really encourage you, it sounds obvious, but I really encourage you to think about if you're truly solving your customers' new problems, the ones that they're facing today, not when they first engaged with your business. And here's how I want you to do that. There's really one statement exercise and three questions.
You've landed inside Launch Street, the Business Innovation Podcast, where we interview top innovators out there shaking things up so you can innovate, differentiate, and get further faster. Since you're here, we know you're the type of person that recognizes the importance of unlocking your innovation advantage so you can compete and win. And now, your host, the person that has worked with leading companies like Disney, Procter & Gamble, Arrow Electronics, the U.S. Army Research Labs, and Red Robin on upping their innovation advantage, Tamara Gondor.
Hey everyone, Tamara here, host of Inside Launch Street. Good to be with you for another episode. More innovation. Today, we're talking about transforming obstacles and uncertainty into a competitive advantage and new opportunities. Before I dig in, let me get to an announcement or a reminder, depending on which podcast you listen to. We have launched our public webinar series. Woo, woo. In fact, we just finished up two in November. We've got two scheduled in December, two in January. Here's the thing about these. These are topics that I know will resonate with you. They're very specific. We go very deep. I know this because I've been doing them with clients behind closed doors for a while now to great success. So what I mean by that is a client or an association would hire me. I'd come in. I would do this webinar and they'd pay me and that was great. But I wanted to also take this value and bring it out to the world. So go sign up for a webinar. If you are part of the Everyday Innovators Tribe, it is free to you. It is a benefit for being an ongoing member and investing in yourself. If you're ready to dip your toe in, elevate your game, if there is a topic that speaks to you, go sign up. It's only for $47 a seat. That's it. Take advantage. If you go to our website and you click on, I think it's Work with Tamara, you'll see the public webinars option come up, or we'll put a link in the show notes for you as well. Highly recommend them. In fact, the one we just did, Stress Out, Spread Out, Burnout, How to Lead Your Team During the Worst Business Climate Ever, wild success. Go check them out. And hey, if you've got a topic you want me to consider, just email me and let me know. I'd love to know what's going on in your world so that we can better support you. Okay, on to today's innovation topic, transforming obstacles and uncertainty into a competitive advantage and new opportunities. So here's the thing. Change creates new problems to solve and new opportunities to go after. So I want to show you two ways that you can do that. The first one is something that I call jumping the curve. I'd like to suggest to you, let me back up. Every business, every leader has a business life cycle curve. We have a start, we have an acceleration, we have a success at the top. And then ultimately, we have a decline. And for a lot of us in 2020, we actually hit a fast and swift cliff. And that could have been our entire business model, a part of our business, a product, the way our customers engaged with us. But that life cycle is real. And case study time and time again shows it. What I'd like to suggest to you, that in order to win in an uncertain marketplace, in order to find the new opportunities that are going to move you forward into 2021 in the future, you've got to stop improving that curve that you're on and jump the curve to find new opportunities. And the way you do that is very simple. Instead of improving the how or the what of what you do, what you provide in the marketplace, I want you to innovate off of the benefit that you provide. Let me share with you an example of a business that did this really well, because I think it'll inspire you and help you see how you can do it in your business. So the company is called Avid for Adventure. And as you can imagine, their entire business was doing camps and programs for kids, taking them into the outdoors. And as you can also guess, in March of 2020, their business hit a very steep cliff. But instead of trying to improve the how and the what, which is just improving on camps and programs, they actually innovated off the benefit they provide. I got this great email from the other day from them, and it said, a customized experience that brings fun, engagement, and passion to home learning. So they took the benefit of what they provided, creating a curiosity in kids, a passion, a love for learning, engagement in kids, and they applied it to home learning pods for students. Jump the curve. Not by improving the how and the what of your business, but by innovating off the benefit of your business. All right, the second one I want to share with you is I really want you to think about solving your customers' new needs. Rapid change disruption actually creates new problems to solve. And those new problems and solving them not only keeps you relevant, but actually helps you unlock new opportunities. Let me share with you a couple stories, and then I want to give you some questions and an exercise really that you can do to bring this to your world. So the first one is actually a family medical practice in New Mexico. And one of the things that they realized is that there was actually a new problem out there in the marketplace that nobody else had figured out yet. And that was that rural patients actually needed more frequent visits, but couldn't come in. So what did they do? They created telehealth options to those not in their typical geographic region and rearranged their workflow to accommodate them. So they had a new patient problem, which created a new business opportunity. They had these rural patients way out of their typical geographic area, way out of their typical patient zone, that actually had a new problem. They needed more frequent visits, but couldn't come in to see people. That opened up a new customer base for them that they didn't have before. The second story I want to share with you is there's this restaurant, a fairly large restaurant chain in Colorado. And like many restaurants, right, they went to lockdown and to go and curbside was basically all they could deliver. But the general manager of one of the busier locations realized something. He realized that the customers in his area had a new problem that wasn't being addressed. Here's the deal. They're in a neighborhood full of families. Now families, everybody in the family is home and mom and dad have a new problem. Not only are they working from home, but they're making 5 meals a day for their kids who are now doing school from home. So here these parents with this new problem to solve. And on top of it, the parents didn't really want to do everything to go. You can only do that so much, right? People are trying to be budget conscious. It's not seen as healthy. So here's what that location did. They created meal kits that you could buy online for the week, solving this new problem that had come up because of all these stay-at-home situation that so many of us are in. When you solve your customers' new problems, you build a competitive advantage. And I really encourage you, it sounds obvious, but I really encourage you to think about if you're truly solving your customers' new problems, the ones that they're facing today, not when they first engaged with your business. And here's how I want you to do that. There's really one statement exercise and 3 questions. Number one, I want you to describe the day in the life of your customer today, not just when they engage with your business, but I mean from start to finish, what does that customer's day actually look like in this new world that we're in? I think you'll find it's changed, just like yours. And I think you'll find gaps and problems to solve and opportunities that you could actually help with. The second thing is I want you to ask that question of, once you've done that, of what new problems have been created that you can solve? And then I want you to ask, what new questions do they have about engaging with your brand or business? Okay, so here's the thing about this one. I know that sounds like, well, what do you mean, Tamara? What do you mean questions? I mean, they just want to know, can they come eat? Can they come get a haircut? Can they order online? You would be surprised. I would not assume anything. Here's what I realized the other day. I went to buy shoes, and here's what happened in my head. Huh, I wonder if the shoe store is open. Do they have usual hours, or do I have to, or am I going to go and they're going to be closed? Wait, do they have people there to help me? Can I try on the shoes? Wait, will they have that little metal thing that you put your foot in and it tells you what size your shoe is? When if I, or your foot is, and if I can't try on the shoe, well, how do I know if the shoe fits or if I'm going to like it? Will they even have mirrors? What if someone's walking down the aisle? Do I have to wait for them to finish? If I buy the shoe and I don't like it, can I return it, or is the return policy totally gone away? You'd be amazed at all the new questions they have about engaging with your brand or business. I would take nothing for granted. I would start from scratch, and I would use that to market to your customer in a new way. And then the last one is, how has the changing landscape created gaps you could fill? So much like the family practice, the new landscape created a gap that they could actually fill that hadn't existed before and that nobody else was filling. And because of that, they're gaining new patients, new customers. So in order to transform obstacles into opportunities, we've got to think about jumping the curve to find a new curve of success based on the benefit we provide and making sure that we're solving today's customers' problems. Businesses that have moved forward with their customers and jumped new curves, those that are ones that are winning today. We are, what are we, 9-10 months into this, and it's not going away anytime soon. We know that. The clock's not going to change in December to January, and suddenly this is all going to go away. We've got to think about how to transform these obstacles and uncertainty into opportunities if we want to continue to win. And those that have, like I said, what are we, 10 months in? Those now you are really starting to see those that have jumped the curve and figured out the new problems to solve and the new gaps to fill, those are the ones that are winning. And that's what I want you to do. I want you to win by doing that. All right. Go sign up for one of the webinars. With that, Tamara out.
Thanks for hanging with us on Inside Launch Street. If you know someone that is truly ready to unlock their innovation advantage, have them join you on Launch Street. Discover your innovation advantage. Build a team of high-performing innovators and ignite ideas and solutions that create massive impact. GOTO, LaunchStreet.com. Remember, innovators, if you don't take the leap, somebody else will.